This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And my guests this hour include Cliffy from Cheers, what a legendary show that is still seen all around the world in syndication. John Ratzenberger will be joining us. Then, formerly from Saturday Night Live, he's done a lot of things on the comedy circuit. He's got a special coming up, too, by the way. Kevin Nealon will be joining us. And then, in our lifestyle portion of the show, we have from HGTV, our friend George Oliphant, and Leanna Hawkins, going to give us some tax tips for the 2023 tax season. And that's all coming up this second hour. We're going to pause for just a moment, but when we return, my first guest this second hour, from Cheers, John Ratzenberger.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Taking you in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You're back live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm delighted that he's here right now. He's in our studio. When it comes to television characters and when it comes to a recognizable face, this man is in the top 10. I got to tell you that he is quite a guy, and he's joining us to talk about a serious subject and a few projects that he's working on. Joining us right now is John Ratzenberger. Hey, John, how you doing?
Ron, it's great to be here.
We've talked a few times on the phone.
Yes, for long-distance interviews.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Well, welcome to Orlando. I know that there was a time in Orlando that you had a little bit of a motorcycle accident, so I got
mad at the highway, and so I decided to slam into it at 80 miles an hour.
But
the highway won, by the way.
Yeah, but you're here.
Yeah.
And that section of the highway, they change now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because they
have a plaque there?
Well, they said you damaged it so badly. that they had, they had to make an off ramp. Right,
it was just, it was driver error. It was my fault, and luckily I survived.
Well, at least you didn't pull off a Gary Busey or wearing a helmet.
Oh, definitely wearing a helmet.
Yeah, that's the way to do that. You know, I know that you get tired of talking about this, but your role, which to this very day is on television, I mean, this is like I Love Lucy on Cheers. Cliffy the Mailman.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't get tired of talking to it at all. As a matter of fact, on my website, one of the first things you see is Cliffy.
No, I love it. Yeah. I mean, that was, you talk about ensembles on television. You think about the Lucy Show. You talk about the Carol Burnett Show. You talk about All in the Family. And you have to include Cheers.
I mean, my theory is that, because it holds up so well today, is because the writing was so good.
Yeah.
Because the writing, you never saw the joke coming. You never could predict what the joke was going to be, unlike a lot of shows today.
That's the Burroughs boys, huh?
Well, it's Jimmy Burroughs and Wesley Gonzalez and all the writers. We had a lot of writers, but every single one of them grew up in an era where they read books.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't watch TV growing up.
Yeah.
They read books. So they understood character development, depth of character, story arc. It came naturally to them because, once again, they had grown up reading.
Did you do that in front of a studio audience?
Yes, we did.
As a three-camera shoot?
Four.
Really? Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show. And you know what? You can always tell a good show when it plays so many years after. I bought my first radio station the year that that show went on the air, and here we are three decades later, and that show is still on and still good and still appealing to an entirely different demographic.
Well, interesting you should mention radio, because the thing about Cheers is a little-known fact that I'll throw at you like Cliffy, is that if you turn down the picture, darken the picture, Cheers plays like a radio show.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even have to see the picture, and you'll still get the story and everything else.
That's an interesting. I've never heard anybody tell that to me, because they always say the radio is the theater of the mind, you know, as they used to say in the old days.
You turn the picture off, just listen to the soundtrack of Cheers. It's just like a radio show.
I'm going to do that, because I watch it in reruns all the time. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that, because I've never heard of that before.
Yep.
That's
yep.
pretty cool. The Travel Channel's Made in America. I loved that show, John, because, you know, so many times America gets the short change of what goes on in this country. People hear what's happening in Syria. They're manufacturing cars in Japan. You brought this to the forefront and said, this is what's happening in Knee Bend, Indiana.
All right. I just got tired of all the negative things coming out of, especially Hollywood, because we used to be a nation and a culture that rewarded success. Now we're a nation and culture that rewards failure. And we make fun of or demonize anyone that wants to be a success.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a turn that was made, I believe, somewhere in the 60s.
Yeah.
So my next book is actually going to be entitled, I'm Sorry I Ruined the World, Apologies for the Woodstock Generation.
Yeah.
Because we made that turn. And so I wanted to do Made in America because I wanted to honor the people that actually, to me, I avoid the term blue-collar worker. It's essential worker, because the people that put the nuts and the bolts of our civilization together are essential. People like myself or a basketball player or a singer, we're not essential.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have us around.
Yeah.
But if we didn't come to work one day, nobody'd really care.
Yeah, well, it's not going to stop the economy or anything.
Imagine if all the truck drivers pulled off the side of the road for a day.
Yeah.
We're done.
You bring up a good point. We were talking before we went on the air about the show I was watching on VH1 about the 60s. And you're right. It was almost like if you made it at that era, you were a materialistic, capitalistic, you know, pig, if you will, you know.
Right, and here we are now still dealing with a country that used to be called Communist China.
Mm-hmm.
The government's is no different than it used to be when Mao started.
Right.
It's still a communist country, but now, for some reason, we just call it China.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And we forget that, I mean, Mao killed more people than Hitler did.
Sure.
10 times more people than Hitler did, but no one mentions that.
No, because now we have a stake in what they're doing.
Right.
And you know, there's even in the political arena today some unrest over, and I won't mention any names, but over the people who have legally made a good living, and now all of a sudden that legal good living turns against him because of the fact that he's worth $1 billion. And, you know, well, if he's worth $1 billion, he apparently did it, you know, illegally, and that's not the case.
No, it's but also, you know, there are people who are very wealthy that would like to see you become very wealthy.
Yes.
They're just saying to, like, this is how I did it.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the Judeo-Christian ethic. You get up in the morning, put your hand to something useful, be responsible for yourself and your family. They're really simple rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up following the American dream. My father was a truck driver and drove a gasoline tanker. My mother worked in a factory. I was a latchkey kid before the
term came.
Yeah, before it was popular. And I remember, you know, making, you know, bacon sandwiches when just my eyeballs could see just at the top of the frying pan. And now, social services show up. But
yeah, right.
You know, nobody bothered back then, and I became very capable. But I followed the American dream, did okay for myself, and now for some reason they want to punish me for it.
Yeah,
by raising taxes. And I just don't get it. Why am I being punished for doing what I was supposed to do?
Yeah, you were told to do something. It's just like going to college. You were told to go to college, right. And then they turn around and they say, I should have went to a trade school because we really have too many college-educated people.
Well, right now, I mean, that's actually the reason I'm in Florida, because the MOST program, which started here right in Orlando, it's, you know, a mobile outreach skills training. What we do is we train people in the skills to fill jobs in manufacturing. Right now, there's 600,000 jobs available in manufacturing nationwide. But what happens, like when the veterans come home, they're they go to the VA or community college, and they'll train them in a skill that might take 2 years. They'll get a certificate in a skill that's not available in their area. They might graduate after 2 years with a certificate in dog grooming, something that's just not applicable to the real world. So what we do is we'll go to the companies, big manufacturers, small manufacturers, say, what do you need? I'll say, well, we need 6 welders. We need 5 CNC machine operators. We'll pull our trucks up. We have 18-wheelers. We'll pull right up right next to the factory, and we'll vet the veterans as well as the company.
Sure.
But we'll find people that want those jobs, and we train them. We train them on the spot. 2-week course, they go in the factory. After another 4 weeks, they have a job. So we guarantee the jobs. We find the jobs. We guarantee the jobs. And so far, we put over 1,000 vets to work.
That's sensational.
Some of them homeless.
And I got to tell you that I really think that the 2-week span that you're talking about there is what counts. Because when you start telling somebody that we're going to have a training program that's going to take 8 months and they're already starving, that doesn't have much curb appeal, if you know what I mean, you know?
Well, also, you know, the government cost, the cost of the taxpayers, is $200,000 per head in those training programs. Ours is $6,900 a head.
Well, what we want to talk about, we're going to take a quick break, John. What we want to talk about is this MOST program, M-O-S-T, and we'll chat about it when we come back, okay?
You bet.
My very special guest, my friend John Ratzenberger, and John has had memorable roles on television, but nothing like Cliffy on Cheers. And John Ratzenberger and I will be right back with more, live all across the USA and around the world, with Ron Seggi today.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back. My friend John Ratzenberger is here, and he just delivered the mail for us, in fact. He dropped off some special deliveries.
Yes, yeah, sorry you got the zip code mixed up.
That's okay. Everybody does.
I delivered it to Universal Joints. That goes under the car, you know, with the drive shaft.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. Well, that's a, now you did a travel show. Now you can do a car show with Leno or Adam Carolla. Let's go back to this great program, MOST. M-O-S-T. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you what that meant.
Mobile Outreach Skills Training.
Okay.
You go to the website, mostjobstraining.com.
When you go there, do you hit the M period, O period, just go to MOST?
No, M-O-S-T.
M-O-S-T. Okay.
Most Jobs Training.
You say that there's 600 jobs out there in the United
States.
600,000. 600,000 jobs
right now.
Now, my question is, when they come out on the news with these figures of unemployment and all this other stuff, have they forgot about those 600,000 jobs?
Absolutely they have.
Is that intentionally, John?
The misconception is the people in the government and the teachers' unions, guidance counselors, they think we're two different countries. They want all their kids to go to college, and they forget that if we don't educate the plumbers, then when the brain surgeon goes to wash his hands before surgery and there's no hot water, well, that's the reason. The average age of skilled people who can handle tools and machines is 57 years old. 6 years, well, sometimes less, they're gone.
Gone.
Retired.
Yeah.
And there's no one coming up after him, by the way, because we canceled vocational training in all our schools starting about 30 years ago.
Right.
So now children who graduate from high school are functionally, mechanically illiterate.
Sure.
So that's an endangered species. Mm-hmm. But I've talked to Congress, the Senate, I've talked to a lot of politicians, a lot of educators about this, and they look at you like you got lobsters coming out of your ears.
Yeah.
They didn't even know that this is a crisis. But now, I've been talking about this now for a good 6-8 years. Just now, it's starting to hit Washington and the New York Times and people like that, because in their own lives, they're realizing, oh, I can't find a bricklayer. Brother needs a welder for... We can't find it. And so now they're just starting to realize that we're heading for a crisis. So that's where we come in. We have a lot of vets coming back. We have the ability to train them for any one of those 600,000 jobs that are available.
And deservingly so. I mean, they have paid an enormous price
Absolutely.
To live in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy down the street who's never even seen the inside of a tank, you know, he all of a sudden is complaining and moaning and, you know, trying to call his congressman to complain about slightest little thing. Meanwhile, these people see what the cost of freedom is. But, you know, you bring up such a valid point when it comes to the technical end of it. I mean, in your analogy before about, you know, us in the entertainment business, we didn't show up for work. In my case, it'd just be dead air and they'd fill it with somebody else who does
right,
this,
yeah.
You know. But the fact of the matter is that I like when I call somebody. And the person that comes to my house and fixes the plumbing or does something technical is a young person. The reason
right.
I like it is because
everybody, and I don't know when this...
Well, that's the future.
Yeah, I don't know when this happened, John, but everybody wants to be the boss. Everybody wants to sit behind the big desk.
That's the entitlement of came out of Woodstock.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have to be concerned about their feelings.
Yes.
Not their achievements.
No.
Their feelings.
Yeah, and those people who are looked down upon. I mean, the guy that drives the truck that picks up the job Johnny's, you say, boy, how the heck did he get that job? I was watching the guy pick up the recyclables today, right? And I'm thinking to myself, this guy probably got up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
He's jumping in and out of that truck. We're working like a mule. But yet, somebody looking at him says, and they're unemployed.
But we did that in a popular culture. Hollywood did that.
Yeah.
Because every time you see a depiction of someone with a toolbox or someone who's handy, whether it's a movie, a TV show, they're always depicted as being less than the people who made the movie anyway. Yeah. They're always looked down upon. So why would a child growing up watching those depictions want to be that?
That's right.
When all they've seen in the popular culture is those people being made fun of.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What can we do as the general public? How do we hop on John's bandwagon with most?
Well, with most, it's really donations and it's private funding. The government gives us no money whatsoever.
Geez, what a surprise.
What a surprise.
Gosh,
but we guarantee jobs. We find the jobs and we guarantee the jobs. Once you're in our training program, you stick with it. You're guaranteed a job.
Now, is it all technical jobs?
No, we can figure for just about anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because we have these motorhomes and trailer trucks that pull up right on the space, the lot, right next to the factory, whatever it is. And we computerize everything. So
wow.
Whatever the job is, you need a skill as a manufacturer, we can train you. I was using the welding machine today, by the way.
Were you really?
Computerized welding machine. And I have a background. I have done some welding. And it's exactly like you're welding.
No kidding. But do you have a position for an announcer in this gig?
As a matter of fact, I happen to know the guy to talk to.
Oh, really? I do anything. Believe me, floors, announcing. Hey, I got started.
You know what? If we ever get to the point of doing a documentary, I need a documentary voice.
Boy, they wouldn't use you. It would be something.
Well, I may.
They can afford me.
I might be fishing that day.
Maybe fishing that day. You're doing Drop Dead Diva up in
Atlanta. Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Atlanta. Yeah. How do you like doing that?
Yeah, it's great. The nice folks, the cast, they're very friendly. Everybody's right on the money, and it's. I love the business that we're in because you show up on a set, and it really is a crack team. It's just because everybody knows what they're supposed to do, and I know Hollywood does get a bad rap because we got all this BS here, BS. Once you get through that, and you're at the level where you're working, it's just stunning.
Yeah.
To watch the ballet of the crews and the camera movement and the lenses and the actors playing their trade. It's a joy.
Well, the problem with that business is that when you get into it too young and you haven't paid your dues, whether it be in acting or in singing, you don't appreciate what it takes to make it, and then you kind of abuse it. And when you get a little bit later on in life,
a little bit of
reality, that's for sure. Most is the name of the program. It's an organization that gives Americans, particularly veterans returning from war, the training and resources to enhance manufacturing jobs in America. John Ratzenberger, the great actor, is really taking a huge hand in making this thing work. And again, the website again, John, is
mostjobstraining.com.
Okay. Would you come back and join us again sometime, my friend?
Absolutely, sir.
We had a nice time. I always enjoy talking with you.
Can you give me a ride in your fancy car out there?
I'll give you a ride in my fancy car.
It's a nice new car.
Thank you very much.
And both my vehicles, we got through, they're all American.
This one has an American frame and engine, okay?
Right.
But it was built in Italy.
They're an ally, and they have good food.
Yeah, and I'm Sicilian, so...
Oh, well.
So I didn't want to...
We killed Giovanni.
I didn't want to buy it. They made me buy it.
They made me laugh. You don't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice. John Ratzenberger's been our guest. What a great guy. Come back again, John, okay?
Thanks, man.
Okay, and we'll be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
You want to know where everybody knows your name.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
USA News Update. At least 22 people are dead after tornadoes ripped across the Midwest and South on Friday. Along with downed trees and power lines, many homes and businesses were heavily damaged or destroyed. Former Attorney General Bill Barr is criticizing the indictment of his former boss as an abomination. Barr told Fox News, if reports are accurate, quote, "They're going after the man, not a crime." Barr, who served as Attorney General in the Trump administration, called the case, quote, "pathetically weak." President Biden is reportedly skipping King Charles's coronation. The Telegraph reports Biden recently told the royal family he was unable to make the coronation in May due to prior commitments. No U.S. president has ever attended a British coronation. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican in time for Holy Week celebrations. He was hospitalized with bronchitis. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, across the USA and around the world, our next guest has been with us in the past, but it was a long time ago. I think it was before the flood, to be honest with you. And he's done a lot of things in this business. We're going to go down all of the stuff that he's done. Well, not everything, because we'd be here till the time his new special is coming out in Showtime. It's called Whelmed, But Not Overly. I love that. Joining us right now is the talented Kevin Nealon. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. It's been a long time since you and I have chatted, and I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank you very much.
I sometimes kind of forget. But when you look at somebody's accomplishments, and I said this to Steve Allen one time. He said, don't read it like that. It sounds like an obituary. But but the fact of the matter is that you have done a ton of things. I mean, you have been honored in 2006, 7, 9 Golden Globe nominations, 2007 and 9. Weeds was nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award, including 9 years on Saturday Night.
Nine seasons of Saturday Night Live.
See, and I miss you on there.
Oh, thank you. I had a good time on there.
Is it hard to walk away from shows like Weeds and Saturday Night Live?
It is a little bit, you know, but when you've been on a show for that long, you're kind of also excited about what's ahead for you, and it'll be a change, and I think change is good and kind of keeps you motivated and excited. I was just in Monterey this morning, and I was flying on United Airlines, and the guy that was checking me in said he's got 14 more days left at this job. And I thought, why are you leaving? He goes, well, we all got laid off.
Wow.
And I was thinking to myself, I wonder what that's like to, you know, get laid off from a job, and where do you go from there when you live in a small town? And, you know, I mean, I know that happens to a lot of people, but for me, I have stand-up comedy, so I could, even if, you know, I leave a show like Weeds or Saturday Night Live, I have the stand-up comedy to fall back on.
Yeah, that's the entrepreneurial atmosphere that you have. I mean, I'm the same way. Somebody says, you know, what happens if you can't stop working? I said, well, this isn't really not what you call heavy labor, what I do. You know, I mean, it's like I'm not digging a ditch or something. And you can do it to, you know, forever if you, you know, help things out. Now, let's talk about this stand-up, Kevin. And I mean this sincerely. I've said this a million times on the air. You know, I do a lot of MC work. I'm a singer. The hardest, I think absolutely the hardest form of entertainment for the person performing is comedy, stand-up comedy, because you're living and dying like every 6 seconds. And I got to give you guys a lot of credit, because that really and truly is a talent that is very, very sacred.
See, I think singing is more of a challenge.
Well, if you can't sing, it would be.
Yeah.
Good point.
Every time I start singing around the house, my wife goes, I didn't know you couldn't sing.
You've surprised me with something every day, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but for me, stand-up, it's... You know, at first it was so exciting, and it's such a rush when you're on stage and the audience is laughing, and you know, when you're first starting out, you're sweating more and a little more stressed. But now it's kind of at the point where I really enjoy doing it, and I don't worry about it, and it's just very pleasant for me. And I think the audience has been trained over the last couple of decades for stand-up comedy, because it's become so pervasive in our society. Stand-up, you know, when somebody comes into a room and it's a microphone, you don't really have to warm up the audience. You just go right into a bit, and they're with you.
My impression of singing is that if you're dying on a vine as a singer, then you just butt all the songs together and nobody hears the deafening silence, okay?
Yeah.
When you're a comedian, you can't do that. I mean, you're up there, you know, and you're by yourself. You can't
do
the guitar.
Yeah, that's true. You are doing a high wire act, and there's so many different elements that can happen too. You could have a crowd that's drunk. You could have a heckler.
Yeah.
I had a guy in my audience. He passed out in the chair. Everybody thought he had a heart attack. Everybody was looking for an aspirin. I guess people get headaches when people get a heart attack.
Yeah, they get headaches.
It's stress on people. I got a headache. This guy just had a heart attack.
Yeah, right.
But so you know, you have to really be flexible, and that's what happens when you're able to adapt to that more the longer you've been doing stand-up and the more experienced you are.
Well, there's no question about that. Do you remember he's gone now, Dennis Wolfberg?
Yes, in fact, I just ran into two of his kids last week. But I was doing a fundraiser event where they're honoring George Shapiro.
Oh, yes, sure.
And his kids were there. They came up to these two kids who are in their late teens or early 20s and said, hi, we're Dennis Wolfberg's son.
Yeah, he loved those kids. He really did. But, you know, he told me one time when he was starting off in comedy that he was working a club. He was also teaching at the time.
That's right.
And he was in this club, and there were three people, him, the one guy in the front, and the bartender. And he looked at his watch. I just thought this was a real trooper, which all you guys are. He looks at his watch. He's got 7 minutes to go, and he's used up everything. And he's got the guy in the front row, him, and the bartender. So he had to fill 7 minutes, so he sang MacArthur Park.
I'm impressed that he knew all the words.
Yeah, I know. That in itself. Now, tell us about this great Showtime special that's coming up, Whelmed, but not overly. I love the title.
Thank you. It's my second one-hour Showtime special.
Yeah.
And I put off doing a special for a long time. My first one was a couple of years ago, and I put it off because I don't like to watch myself on TV. I'm so critical, and I could think of so many different things I could improve and fix. But I figured, I've been doing stand-up for so long, I want to at least document some of my material.
Sure.
And so I did a special a couple of years ago called Now Hear Me Out. And then this one comes along now, and it's kind of a reflection of my life, kind of a mirror image of my life, but exaggerated, of course, and twisted and a little more obscure, absurd. So I'm really happy with the way it came out. I taped it in Denver, outside of Denver.
Oh, I was going to ask you where you did it. Yeah.
Yep. And
comedy capital of the world.
That's right. And I have a really fun cold opening that I shot in Los Angeles. You ever see those sign spinners?
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I saw one in Georgetown. He was really good. He was spinning it everywhere, you know, jumping over it and throwing it up in the air. And I thought that would be a really cool way to present credits.
Yeah.
The opening of something. And when I was doing my special, I remembered that sign spinner. I didn't find that guy, but I found a different guy out in L.A. and had him do it, and it came out really cool.
Yeah, those guys have, like, a career of their own.
They actually have competitions for sign spinning.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now Hear Me Out, though, is available on DVD now, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Now, when you do a comedy special like this, do you just do one show, or do you do, like, some concerts do where they do, like, two or three and then cut in the best?
You typically do two shows. You wear the same outfit.
Outfit, yeah.
And have the same lighting. Yeah, you try to take the best of both.
Kevin, how many days a year are you on the road?
I don't know. I really don't know. When I was getting ready to do the special, I was doing every weekend.
Well, that's a nice schedule. That's great doing it that way. Yeah.
And I found that you really have to work on the road a lot to come up with a lot of material and to be polished.
Yeah.
You can't just kind of go out every once in a while.
No, right. No. But you know, the one thing about being on the road vis-a-vis doing Saturday Night Live or doing a special like this is, boy, you eat up a lot of material when you're on national television versus going out to you know, 75 one-nighters. I mean, guys like Jimmy Fallon just eat up material like crazy.
Yeah, but guys like have, like, you know, a dozen writers writing for every day.
Yeah, so there's no doubt about that. I'm always amazed at where the comedy comes from. You said this is kind of a profile of your life. But you know, when you walk down a mall, do you see things that, I don't want to say the normal person, but the boring person doesn't see that are funny? That's pretty philosophical.
I really don't know what other people see, but people ask me what I think is funny or who I think is funny, and I have some of my favorite comedians, but also I think the funniest people are kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to love those shows, like the Bill Cosby show.
Yeah, kids are funny.
Yeah. Or even Candid Camera. Remember that show?
Oh, sure. With Alan Funt, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with the kids on there, they're just so innocent, but there's such a soulful funniness to them.
No, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, I mean, when Art Linkletter started that segment on his show, I mean, it took off like gangbusters.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Do you ever get down to Orlando, Kevin?
I do. I do a lot of corporate stuff down there.
Well, you gotta let me know. How old is your son?
He's 5 and a half.
So he obviously would enjoy Universal Studios if you guys came down here.
Oh, yeah. He's at that age now where he's really into all that stuff.
Well, you got to do that. Be our guest down here one time when you're doing a show. I'd love to have you down here because...
That would be great. I'll take you up on that.
Yeah. As they say, you have my number. You know where I'm at, and I can't get away.
All right.
So the offer holds. Now, again, Showtime. Whelmed, but not overly. And it's a great show that put together by Kevin Nealon. I'm going to go back to what I said earlier in the show. And when you left Saturday Night Live, I really missed you. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. That's what my wife told me just the other day. Why am I doing one-liners to Kevin Nealon, who's the king of comedy here? Hey, Kevin, thank you so much, and we'll be watching, okay?
Great. Thanks, Ron. It's good talking to you.
Okay, good talking to you, Kevin. Yeah. Kevin Nealon's been our guest. He was the anchorman on Saturday Night Live. He does so many things. And I like what he said about getting fired from a gig. If I get fired, I got the comedy routine. I can still go out and do the comedy circuit and make a good living. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. We're live all across the USA and around the world. And by the way, if you get a chance, visit our website, ronsegi.com. We'll be right back.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Seji with the lifestyle portion of our show. And our first guest is certainly no stranger on our show. He started his TV career as a VJ for MTV. He's the host of probably one of the nation's most popular home improvement shows and a daytime Emmy Lifestyle Series winner, George to the Rescue. Joining us right now is our friend, George Oliphant. Hi, George. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the success, not only on the sex, but the success of your show.
we're off on the right foot here, right, today? Holy man.
That's how I like to start my interviews, always. With a little sex.
Well, let's talk about spring instead, okay? We'll be a lot safer with that. Springtime is here, and people start thinking about doing things on the outside, which includes lawn, gardens. And I know one of the things that I have as a shortcoming, among many, unless you have the right tools, you're not going anywhere.
I could have said it better myself. You got to have the right tools. You know, you can have the know-how, and you can have the desire, but if you don't have the tools, it's going to make things a little bit more difficult. Coming into spring, we want to get out there. We want to start working on our yards, see our lawns. We want to get that grass to be nice and healthy for summer. So that starts with mowing. You don't want to get it trying to create like a putting green here. You want to mow at 3 to 3.5 inches for those first few mows. Kind of let the grass grow, let the grass get up there. But I'm a fan of the battery-powered tools. They've come so far. Right now, I got the 60-volt stripe mower from Toro. This is a 21-inch self-propelled battery-powered mower. It uses the Flex Force battery, which is awesome because it's interchangeable with more than 75 other Toro outdoor power tools. So I can use the same battery for my mower, leaf blower, for my hedge trimmer, my line trimmer. And the nice thing is they really hold their charge. Because you're not dealing with gas and oil, it's going to be really easy for the kids to use as well. Now, if you do have a giant yard and you want to get on one of those ride mowers, I would look no further than the 60-inch Titan zero-turn mower with my ride suspension. This is a big, bad, comfortable, great mowing experience. Really a lot of fun. And you don't even have to mow. You can just drive it around and give your kids tractor rides. That's what I do. If you really want a neat and tidy yard, you got to incorporate the trimmer as well. And the Toro 60-volt max string trimmer, it comes in 14 and 16 inches, and it's going to clean up all those walkways.
I can remember as a kid, the first electric mower that came out, my father bought, and it was a great idea at the time, and it had a cord, like it was like 200 feet. By the end of the summer, you ran over the cord. It's come so far since then. Let's go inside, George. Where do we start inside the house?
Inside the house, the water heaters are the second highest energy user in the house. The inverter heat pump water heater from LG Electronics, it is state-of-the-art innovation. It really works well. You got Wi-Fi capability, so you can monitor and control your unit, and you can check and adjust your water temperature.
Any gardening tips?
I do have some great gardening tips. There's this company called Fairy Moores, this whole collection of plantlings. So they do the hard work for you. You know, it doesn't matter if you got a black thumb, a blue thumb or a green thumb, they will make sure that your garden is glorious. What they do is they deliver live baby plants to your door. They come in a box, they're ready to go. You pot the plant or you plant them outside in your garden. They have hundreds of different flowers and veggies and herbs, garden starter kits. So if you're looking to have a veggie garden, they'll get you started with your tomatoes, your peppers. If you want to have a herb garden, they'll get you your cilantro and your rosemary and your oregano. If you're a person who just wants to have beautiful flowers and accent plants, they'll get you started there. For the great trimmers and the mowers, you can check out Toro.com/George. For the plants, go to FairyMorse.com/plantlings. And you get that new water heater, go to LGHVAC.com.
George, I look forward to your return.
I'll be there 100%, man. I really appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, George. George Oliphant has been our guest. Well, this is the time of year that can be very, very stressful. Preparing for your taxes is a real brutal situation. So that's why we have someone here that's going to put a little relaxation into it. She is a financial expert, best-selling author of the book Young, Fun, and Financially Free. Yeah, I remember those days. Joining us right now is Leanna Hawkins. Hi, Leanna. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a tough time of the year, and they always say that with all the new technology that's coming into the game, ways that you can do your taxes and everything else, but it is tough because a lot of people don't want to change. But what are some tax tips that you suggest? What should we do at this time of the year?
Everyone can benefit from some of the new technologies and tools that are available if they look into them and just make people be more literate. Have the adulting and money 101 tools that they need to be able to get through tax season without the stress.
The tax law changes very, very quickly and is very difficult to follow. How do you keep ahead of that curve?
Well, learning about new tax laws is really important. This year, there's a new one for homeowners called the Inflation Reduction Act. It offers eligible, unprecedented opportunities to be able to save on home energy improvement projects with federal tax credits and rebates starting in 2023. So this law brings energy bill relief to homeowners by incentivizing more efficient and all-electric appliances, something like that. That's why it's really important to learn about new tax laws, because you never know what you might be missing out on otherwise.
At what point do you say, I can't do this, I got to go to a tax preparer?
Well, you know, I mean, we all need a little bit of help here and there.
Leanna, how do you put that on a tax return? I mean, do you put the savings on there, or do you put the fact that you have that new technology?
Well, you can either hire a tax professional to help you file that properly. And generally, I think to make filing your taxes a lot easier, tax season is nobody's favorite, but this year you can actually manage your funds with less stress by tackling your taxes with PayPal. So when filing online, PayPal makes paying very simple. You can securely pay for tax prep and filing through one of their filing partners, and you can even spread your payments out over time. So tax season does not have to be so stressful.
When you file an extension, does that wave a red flag to the IRS or not?
I think it comes out of just being prudent about being exact as possible and honest as possible with your tax filing and your tax prep, whether you're doing it yourself online or you're working with a professional.
She also has 100% of the proceeds of her book, Young, Fun, and Financially Free, donated to the WE charity. What is that, Leanna?
Yeah, so the WE Foundation provides income opportunities for people in third world countries, and I really wanted to give the money and the proceeds of the book, which is anywhere books are sold, 40,000 bookstores, because I think it's really important financial literacy-wise and opportunity-wise for people to remind themselves that even if you're in a tough spot, whether that be debt or you've been laid off or you're out of a job, whatever it might be, that if you're living in the Western world or you're living, you know, here in America and you have access to a book like that, is that you really do have opportunity to change your financial situation. And there are so many hundreds of millions and billions of people around the world that don't have those opportunities. It's just sort of a subtle reminder that you might not be where you want to be right now financially, but you can be where you want to be, and you have all the access to the information opportunity to do so.
Why are people so afraid of the IRS? This is an entity that you never see. It's like the wind. You feel it, but you never see it.
Unless you've made an egregious error, which could be perceived as tax fraud, you just have to be as honest as possible, and that's also why preparing your taxes and keeping great bookkeeping throughout the year, or saving your receipt in case you do by chance get audited, staying organized.
Great advice. Where can we go, Leanna, for more information on what we talked about today?
So tipsontv.com has everything available, and more fun things for me available on my Instagram at Leanna_Hawk.
We need to have you come back every month to figure things out. Thank you for joining us. Great advice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow, a lot of information there. Our guest has been Leanna Hawkins. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show this week. And our star lineup include Bobby Vinton, David Copperfield, Tony Danza, The B, Jerry Mathers, from Cheers, Cliffy, John Ratzenberger, comedian Kevin Nealon, and George Oliphant and Leanna Hawkins. We'll be looking for your company to come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.